And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in to 1360 Today's Business. This is Sharon Hill. My guests today are Nicole Bruno, Executive Director of Guiding Lights. Also, Darcy Dye, Public Relations Manager, Hospice of Wake County. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Darcy, let's start with you. Who is a typical caregiver?
Well, that's a loaded question, Sharon, because you and I are caregivers. Everyone at some point in their lives is going to be a caregiver. A lot of us think that you must be a professional to be a caregiver. That's not true at all. Think about situations in your own family where you have children, or maybe you have an aging parent. So at that time when you've got some decisions to make and some stresses in your life with your loved one, that's when you might seek some resources. So we define a caregiver as anyone who is taking care of someone else. You see, it's such a broad definition.
Right. And doesn't have to be a professional, you say. It's anybody taking care of a family member or just somebody taking care of someone.
You're exactly right. And while there are a lot of professional caregivers out there, there are so many more family caregivers.
Got it. Thank you very much. Well, Nicole, give us some statistics about caregivers. What would you like to share with the audience?
This is a huge number I'm going to throw at you, Sharon. I want to let you know that in the United States, there are over 54 million caregivers providing care to at a tune of an estimated $257 to $389 billion worth of free care to their loved ones.
Goodness.
That's a huge number. Yes. And a lot of times caregivers have a huge issue, and they often have great, great difficulties in providing care. And AARP states that stress is one of a huge difficulty with providing care. They often do not have enough time for themselves or for their families. There's a huge financial burden, and they end up having health problems themselves with the role of caregiving. In North Carolina alone, there are actually over 840,000 family caregivers, and that was a study done back in 2004 from AARP. So that's, you can well imagine that number has grown since then.
Yes.
And in the study that they've done by AARP, they actually found that North Carolinians cope with stress by seeking advice. And that's why this Triangle Caregivers Conference is going to be so wonderful for the caregivers of this community.
Yes.
They often talk about needing more help or information in making end-of-life decisions, managing emotional and physical stress, balancing work and family, and keeping the care recipient safe in the home for as long as possible. And another huge issue for North Carolinians is also that they often talk about trying to figure out what they can do for their loved one in the home to keep them mentally and physically stimulated. So these are all things that the Triangle Caregivers Conference touches on and will be touching on this year.
Understand. And I imagine with the aging population, the number would have to be growing exponentially because there's just so many folks. And I can imagine when you talked about stress, Nicole, some people still have the kids and have the parents. I'm being speaking stereotypically now. So when you mention how much stress is on the caregiver, I imagine that's quite an impact when you say it gets to their health as well.
It's a sandwich generation issue. I personally myself was a caregiver. I cared for my I was caring for my two small children at home. I had a 2-year-old, a 2-week-old, and then my grandfather came in to move with me, and I cared for him until he passed away about 8 months later. So it's a huge burden, and it affects people young and middle aged and older. Caregiving doesn't discriminate on anyone based on age.
That's quite a story as far as the babies and grandpapa.
It was,
How did it affect you personally?
It was, I think sometimes you're given what you can handle, they often say. And I was lucky enough, my second child was not like my first. My first was a little bit colicky and up a lot at night. My second one was just a baby you had to feed and put down, and he was happy as he could be. And if I had a screaming baby and grandfather with all of his major needs, I don't think I could have done it.
No, that's stressful.
But it kind of all worked out. But, navigating that road, even when I did know what the resources were, it was very overwhelming to order my grandfather a shower chair that Medicare would cover took me a two-hour phone call.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's, you know, there was just a lot of tasks involved,
right.
And it was very overwhelming. But, you know, I gave my grandfather a great 8 months. He gained 10 pounds. He had warm breakfast every day, got to play with the two-year-old, his little great-grandson. And, you know, I think he went out out of the world a very happy person for
now,
it.
Were you a caregiver prior to your grandfather coming in, or did that get you into the world of caregiving?
I was actually a professional caregiver. I have been a geriatric social worker for about 14 years, and I had worked in nursing homes, adult daycare centers, assisted living communities, and then took some time off to become a mom and be home with my boys. And then my grandfather came into my life, and I feel like things happened for a reason. It really gave me a new perspective and a different lens to look at the world of caregiving.
Well, good for you, and I love your positive, bright outlook, because that had to be very stressful. Did you lose all your hair during that event? Because that just seems so stressful.
I think I might have gained a few grays.
I can understand that. Well, today we're going to focus on the Triangle Caregivers Conference, because from what you both are saying, this is something that caregivers should be coming to just to understand they're not alone in the world. Darcy, tell us about the Triangle Caregivers Conference.
Certainly. We will host this conference, and when I say we, I mean Alzheimer's North Carolina and Guiding Lights and Hospice of Wake County. We work together for about 6 months to put together this all-day conference, which this year will be held at the McKimmon Conference Center, which is just behind the NC State University campus off Western Boulevard in Raleigh. I know that was a mouthful. But we reach out to people who are willing to drive any distance at all. We do not make this conference just for a certain geographic group of people. Whoever is willing to drive there is welcome to come. And the conference begins at 8 a.m. with registration, and we have a new virtual dementia tour this year that Nicole's going to talk about in a few minutes. We have hand massages throughout the day, because what's going on here? This caregiver has somehow managed to get away from home for a day and needs some pampering. So throughout the day, we are offering respite, resources, and resolution for these people. And they will have, out of 10 different sessions, each person can choose 3 to attend throughout the day. Some of them are offered more than one time. So if there are a couple that you absolutely want to attend and they're offered concurrently, you can select a different time frame. And then in the middle of all that, we have a fabulous keynote speaker who we will hear about in just a few minutes. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Subtle.
Sharon. So it's an all-day event from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And new this year, several of our people come back year after year, and we're just thrilled that they find the value in it to come back again. So obviously, we're not repeating the same sessions every year. At the end, we're going to have an expert panel, which you'll hear more about in a few minutes as well. But that's a new feature for us this year. We're really excited about. So the sessions have different categories, such as caring for the caregiver. And those different sessions include things like yoga, and there's music therapy, and anything that's going to help the caregiver remember that he or she needs to take care of self.
Perfect.
Often these caregivers are so stressed out and exhausted that they either think, oh, I can't take the time to think about me, or I don't know how to take care of me. So that category is for the caregiver specifically. Then another category we focus on is the business of caregiving. One of the topics we're covering this year is beyond driving with dignity. That's such a tough subject, and often people who get into certain situations are not willing to give up the car keys. So we're going to offer some great information on if anyone gets into that situation. And then legal issues, advanced directives, planning for long-term care, financial matters, all these things that you don't even realize you have to deal with until it happens to you. So if we can help people who are even before that point or right in the middle of it, to give them some tools, then we're glad to do that.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to hear some more about the conference. We're going to take a very quick break right now. I'm talking with Nicole Bruno, Executive Director, Guiding Lights, and Darcy Dye, Public Relations Manager, Hospice of Wake County. When we come back, we'll hear more about the Triangle Caregivers Conference.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Nicole Bruno, Executive Director of Guiding Lights, and Darcy Dye, Public Relations Manager, Hospice of Wake County. We left off talking about the we're talking most of the day about the Triangle Caregivers Conference. Let's go back to you, Darcy. Tell us the date of the event, please.
Right. This conference is going to be Tuesday, June 21st.
June 21st. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, continue telling us, if you would, about the just an overview of the conference.
Yes. There are three different categories. We have 10 sessions in all, and each attendee can choose three sessions to attend. And we kind of divide these into categories: caring for the caregiver, because often the caregivers forget about themselves or think they can't take the time to have self-care, and it's so important. And we have the business of caregiving, which covers things like Beyond Driving with Dignity. That's the title of one of the sessions. And you know how often that is a very stressful decision that a lot of families have to make, when to take away the car keys. This is handled in a very humane way, so I think that'll be a very good session we're having this year. Legal issues such as advance directives or financial planning, things like that that people often don't want to talk about but need to, and it's often best to do these things before the need arises. And then the third description we have is dementia and Alzheimer's. And two of our speakers this year who we're so excited to have back again are Tipa Snow and Melanie Bunn. And those names will sound so familiar to many in this area, all across the state actually, because they are professional speakers who know, I think they just know everything, and they have such a way with an audience, and people will really come away with a lot more resources than when they started.
This sounds so valuable. You know it is valuable. You know, we're speaking right now in Orange County. You're Wake County. How does this apply to all of us who live in Orange County?
Oh, this conference is for everyone. If you classify yourself as a caregiver, whether a family caregiver or a professional, this conference is for you. We have no geographic limits.
We're actually hoping to expand this conference even further into Orange County, Chapel Hill, Hillsboro, Carrboro. We've had attendees from those outlying areas for many years now, and we're very appreciative of the opportunity that WCHL is giving us to reach out to these listeners to come to this conference, and we feel like it's going to be a trip well worth it for them.
Beautiful. If folks don't know about this, could they be hearing about it for the first time on this station? How could they be? How can caregivers who are not professionals know about this event?
We've done a lot of promotion about it, and all of our exhibitors have been helping to promote it. And we have had postcards out that we are mailing them to past attendees, to people who are on our own database who we think could benefit from this conference. We have done newspaper articles and different television segments. So we're trying to get the word out as much as possible beyond the heart of Raleigh.
I understand.
We really want to make sure that anyone who's a caregiver knows about it and will attend.
Got it. That makes all the sense in the world.
And we do have a great website, too, for more information.
Share that website with us, Nicole.
It's www.triangledcaregiversconference.com.
One more time.
www.triangledcaregiversconference.com.
And there's an S on the end of caregiver.
There is. And there's also a hotline for more information as well.
Yeah, the hotline is 919-719-6765. And this is simply a voicemail box for people to ask questions or to tell me that they want to register. If they'll leave their mailing address or email address, I will get an invoice out in the mail that very day, and then the registration process is complete. Also, some people just have questions that aren't being answered for them on the website, and that hotline is a good way for them to ask questions such as, do you offer daycare that day? And we do, as a matter of fact. SaraCare has been so gracious. They are one of our sponsors, and they are offering daycare for that day on a first-come, first-served basis at their office off Lake Boone Trail in Raleigh, which is about a 10-minute drive from McKimmon Center. So it's really convenient. Anyway, the daycare option is available. If people would just give us a call and let us know they're interested in that, they can call SaraCare directly, or they can leave that information for us on the hotline.
And Darcy, remind us one more time of the date of the event.
The date is Tuesday, June 21st, 2011, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at McKimmon Conference Center in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Got it. Thank you. And speaking of sponsors, you mentioned sponsors. Nicole, tell us who are some of the sponsors for this lovely event.
Yes, this event is put on, obviously, hosted in partnership by Hospice of Wake County, Alzheimer's North Carolina, and Guiding Lights. And we are three nonprofit organizations and could not put on an event of this magnitude without the generous support of our sponsors. Our sponsors this year include Axona, HomeWatch Caregivers, Senior Living Guide, Rex UNC Healthcare, Boom Magazine, The Healing Arts and Massage School, Seniors Guide, Eye Contact, and SaraCare.
That's a bunch of very, very well-recognized companies.
Yes.
It's beautiful that they're working for such a lovely cause to make this a success for you.
Yes, and you know, the Darcy's going to get into in a moment the fees for attending the conference, very minimal fees for caregivers, but the event is really also underwritten by all of the exhibitors that come to the event, which I feel it's such a huge resource to the families, being able to be in one place with over 70 exhibitors that have all the resources that a family would need to utilize during their caregiving journey. And, you know, there are anywhere from home care companies to home health organizations to hospice organizations to volunteer caregiving organizations to adult daycare centers to assisted living, memory care units to rehab centers, hospitals, you name it, there is a resource there. Even personal emergency response system device companies are represented there. There is a huge, huge array. And, you know, if I'm forgetting some major category, Darcy, please jump in. But it's, you know, oftentimes these exhibitors say that this is one of the very best conferences that they attend because the caregivers are there and really want their resources and they want to know the information. And caregivers really view that almost as an extra session of the day, just getting that valuable information to be able to talk to someone one-on-one.
How many conferences have you had?
This will be our fifth one. And we've always, except for the first year that Hospice of Wake County hosted this by ourselves, we saw pretty quickly that we could reach a much broader audience if we brought on some partners. So we're so excited this year to be working with Alzheimer's North Carolina and Guiding Lights. And so by partnering, we're able to combine resources and make a much more efficient a conference that is going to be what the caregivers need, because we're able to reach more people who can be exhibitors. We're able to reach more caregivers who can attend.
Got it. Will there be food served since it's all day?
Yes.
Tell us about the food. You know, folks want to know about the food.
Well, first, before I tell you about the food, let me just tease just a little bit. The fee for coming to this conference is, as Nicole said, so nominal. It's not intended to pay for the event. We really want people to come if they have a need. We don't want the cost to be prohibitive at all. So for a family caregiver, we charge
$5.
$5? $5. And for a professional caregiver, $25. And a professional who is seeking continuing education, $35. And we will provide the certificate after the event. And our exhibitors pay $100 if they are a nonprofit organization. Otherwise, their fee is $325. So you asked about the food. We do provide a banquet luncheon when we're going to have a super keynote speaker that we're going to hear about in just a few minutes. Hint, hint. So during the luncheon, it is a plated lunch. We want the caregivers to really feel like they're getting a day out and a day off of their normal everyday duties. So it is a plated luncheon, and we do have dessert, too, which I think is great.
It's the best.
For $5, yes. I mean, a person could just, they have to be there.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful opportunity to be able to get out and be able to enjoy a full day with comrades and enjoy everything that they do, people who understand what they're going through in life. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about that keynote speaker.
All right.
You're listening to 1360 Today's Business, WCHL. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. This is Sharon Hill talking to Nicole Bruno, Executive Director of Guiding Lights, which you'll hear a little more about, and Darcy Dye, Public Relations Manager, the Hospice of Wake County, which you'll also hear more about. I understand at the Triangle Caregivers Conference, you've talked to us about the food, you've talked to us about the sponsors, you've talked to us about the sessions. Is there going to be a keynote speaker?
Why, yes, there is, Sharon. We actually are going to have our very own Sharon Hill from Today's Business is going to be our keynote speaker.
Imagine that. Yes.
Yes. And so if you want to see her in real life in the flesh, definitely come to the Triangle Caregivers Conference. She is just as dynamic on the radio as she is in person. She's amazing.
Thank you. Couldn't have thought
of a better person to have as our keynote this year.
Why did you decide to pick me, Sharon Hill, as your keynote speaker, Nicole?
Well, actually, I remember having a little conversation with Sharon about a year ago, actually. We ran into each other at a little coffee shop in Chapel Hill. And I said, you know, I've been thinking about you. And I wanted to share with her about the new nonprofit that was being founded, Guiding Lights. And she shared with me at that time that her mother had just passed away and how timely it was that we'd had a conversation and that she had just finished a caregiving role with her mom. And kind of it just simmered in the back of my mind. And when we got together as a team talking about potential keynote speakers for this year, Sharon Hill popped in my head, and we approached you, and here you are.
And I am so grateful. Can I give some tidbits to the audience so they can probably relate to what I went through to know why they should attend your caregivers conference, Triangle Caregivers Conference? My mother was lively, vivacious, just thought she'd live forever. We thought she'd live to be 100 years old, very seldom sick, nothing ever major. But all of a sudden, when she started her downfall health-wise, she ended up being paralyzed from what was to have been a very simple operation. She lived in Georgia, and of course, I'm in North Carolina. I knew nothing about caregiving because my mother was so independent, and I'm sure many people in this audience may have a parent who is maybe elderly, but totally independent, can drive, shop, go to church, completely independent. What happens when that person suddenly becomes dependent? And that's why my journey with caregiving, that's where my journey with caregiving started. Because how can I take care of her when I'm North Carolina and she's Georgia? Some of the things that happened to her, and tell me if you're going to be discussing any of this during the Triangle Caregivers Conference. How does she bathe herself? Who washes her hair? Who brushes her teeth? Who keeps her spirits up? Who takes care of her? Who makes sure she doesn't get bed sores? Who changes her linens? Who changes her pajamas? Basic things like that. Not to mention taking care of the insurance. We had to get towards Medicaid, which I knew nothing about. I didn't know you had to get rid of all your assets in order to get on Medicaid. That was a journey. Just so many little things that knocked me for a loop. Are these kind of topics going to be discussed at the Triangle Caregivers Conference?
They sure are, you know, and a lot of things that you're mentioning would definitely be represented there by the exhibitors in the exhibitor halls. And we do give caregivers many times to visit the exhibitors in the halls throughout the day to learn about, you know, the language and the business of caregiving. I think that segment of our conference would be definitely appropriate for somebody facing those challenges. We have lots and lots of long-distance caregivers here in the Triangle area. Lots of folks moved here, and their parents are still living somewhere else in another state. And, you know, a lot of these resources can connect family members to support systems in the states where they're residing or even assist them to move here. There are such things called even a senior move manager that can help. Yes, that can help older adults move closer to their loved ones and actually help pack them up and coordinate the whole move and move them and actually make their new place of living look very similar to where they lived before to make that less traumatic. So there's lots and lots of different types of resources available. And as far as other seminars that are going on that day. Darcy, do you have a sense of if any of those seminars would be of assistance to Sharon?
Yes. I think, number one, you needed some help with just the facts of being a caregiver. But two, I sensed that you needed some help for yourself because the stress was mounting. So there are going to be topics such as caring for the caregiver and spirituality and the caregiver's journey. You know, so many things in your own self are affected that need to be dealt with and acknowledged. Support group. That's a great one. A lot of people have never tried a support group because maybe they don't know what that mm-hmm. means, or they have maybe an inaccurate view of what a support group is. So we're going to focus on that for a while, too. Legal planning for the caregiver. You mentioned insurance. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a whole other segment
for another day.
But, yes, there will be some good tips there. And then coping strategies and stress reduction tools. Again, for you, the caregiver, but your mom was probably going through some stress as well. So some of these things will help you understand, you, the caregiver, understand what your loved one is going through so you can be better equipped.
That's so valuable. I should also mention my sister is in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So she was handling as best she could, but she was carrying multiple jobs just because she wanted to and she needed to. So to be able to sacrifice time from work to take care of mother mm-hmm. and handle the things you just mentioned, mm-hmm. Darcy, that was quite a strain on her. I have total respect for caregivers, especially those who were like my sister, like me, who don't have a clue going in. Would you recommend the Triangle Caregivers Conference for those who do not find themselves in a caregiving slot right now but may anticipate it down the road? What would you say to those people, either one?
Oh, I would say absolutely mm-hmm. because when you're in maybe a neutral part of your life and you're a little bit more open to getting some facts, you may think, well, this isn't for me. I'm not in this situation now. But if you could at least learn some of the resources. You don't have to know everything about how to do it, but if you could get some information from the resources, put them in, as I say, put it in your back pocket. This may not be for you today, mm-hmm. but if you just know where to go, then that's half the battle when you find yourself in the role of caregiver. Then you can cut out a lot of that uncertainty and misinformation and go straight to the source and get what you need at the time.
One of the things that I often talk about when I'm meeting with family caregivers at Guiding Lights is the importance of pre-planning, especially if you're someone who is coping with an individual who has a chronic illness. You know that this illness is going to get progressively worse, such as a dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. And instead of waiting for that crisis to happen, which a lot of times people often operate in crisis mode, try to think about all the different types of resources that you may need in the future. And that's one of the things that, you know, is another great reason to come to the caregiver conference. Maybe you're in the very beginning of your journey and you're feeling like things are going okay, but you don't know what may happen. Somebody may fall tomorrow and break a hip, end up in a hospital. Then all of a sudden the discharge planners are saying words to you like rehab center, home health, home care, Medicaid, spending down. What in the world does this mean? These are all things that you've never heard before. So, you know, kind of plan for those things that may happen. Go ahead and go on tours of different long-term care communities that may be a potential for the future. That doesn't mean if somebody calls you and said they have an open bed, you have to go. You can just say, you know what, we're not ready right now. Keep me on the list.
Yes.
Find out, you know, there are so many acronyms in this long-term care field. It's alphabet soup, left and right. You know, just find out what these different resources are. You'd be surprised, even in the professional community, a lot of times there's confusion between, well, what's the difference between a home health and a home care company? Well, is every adult daycare center the same? And so there's just lots of education that can happen and that needs to go on.
That is just so critical. Do each of you deal daily with actual caregivers, or are you at a level that you work with people who deal with the caregivers?
I do. Guiding Lights is new, and it's a growing organization. So I have the wonderful opportunity to remain grounded and to work with caregivers. And it reminds me every day of why I do what I do and why I'm passionate about what I do. And, you know, it is very overwhelming. And there's so many times the stories go. One of the biggest frustrating things I hear from family caregivers is that I have so many other siblings and it falls on me. Why is it just me? And, you know, giving these families coping mechanisms on how to work with that just being me and understanding that, you know, in most families that we work with, it always falls on one.
That's what we needed to hear. Thank you, Nicole. It's time for another break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you each about your organization so the audience can have more of an understanding of what you do in addition to putting together the Triangle Caregivers Conference. We'll be right back. This is Sharon Hill, 1360, Today's Business.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Nicole Bruno, Executive Director of Guiding Lights, and Darcy Dye, Public Relations Manager, Hospice of Wake County. Let's see now. Darcy, the two of you are here talking about the Triangle Caregivers Conference. But isn't there a third organization that's hosting this event? Tell us about it, Darcy.
There is a third partner we have, and that's Alzheimer's North Carolina. And we're so sorry Lisa Levine could not be here with us today to share in this fun interview that you're doing with us. Thank you again for that.
Pleasure.
Alzheimer's North Carolina provides education, support, and services to patients, their families, healthcare professionals, and the general public. They serve 51 of North Carolina's counties, from the Triangle to the coast. More than 140,000 people in North Carolina are affected by Alzheimer's, and these numbers are expected to quadruple by the year 2025. So you can see why this assistance with information, educational programs, and services is so important. So through support groups, helpline, and networking with other nonprofits such as Guiding Lights and Hospice of Wake County, state and federal agencies, additional information and care is provided.
I understand. Now, that's Lisa's organization.
Correct.
Tell us more about the Hospice of Wake County.
Certainly. Hospice of Wake County is more than hospice and more than Wake County. And if that could be our tagline, it would help people understand so much more. End of life is a very difficult subject to talk about. And often people don't realize what services we provide. So I appreciate the opportunity to share some of that information right now. We provide compassionate end-of-life care in five counties, which include Wake, Durham, Johnston, Harnett, and Franklin. We also, this year, have started to serve Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And we are a nonprofit organization. So what that means is that any profits we make can go right back into direct patient care. And we're very proud of our 32-year history as a nonprofit organization. And as I said, Hospice of Wake County provides more than just hospice care. We also provide palliative care and home health services, which are transitional, not traditional. And then we also provide bereavement services. Medicare mandates that we provide grief services to every family member who has had a loved one served by Hospice of Wake County. But because we have a foundation that raises great, great funds for us from our community, we are able to provide lots of support groups and one-on-one counseling. And we have a great children's program. We even go into the school system to the third graders to give some education about the dying and end-of-life process. So we're just really pleased to be part of this conference. This is now our fifth year. And in addition to the services we provide, which are provided to patients wherever they live, wherever they call home, whether it's a private home or an assisted living facility or maybe hospital, we also have a hospice home, which is located in Raleigh, but it is available to everyone who is under our care in that five-county service area I mentioned a few minutes ago. And maybe only about 2% of our patients ever come to the hospice home, but the feedback we've gotten has just been phenomenal. So that's just another service and another feature that we have for residents in our communities.
That is so valuable. It's good for the audience to hear what you offer, especially since it does apply also to Chapel Hill, Carrboro area.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Before I ask Nicole about Guiding Lights, please remind our audience how to get more information about the Triangle Caregivers Conference.
Certainly. You can go online to www.TriangleCaregiversConference.com, or you can call our hotline and leave your questions. That phone number is 919-719-6765. And the conference is Tuesday, June 21st, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at McKimmon Conference Center in Raleigh.
And it's price performance for everybody. Thank you, Darcy.
Thank you.
Nicole, tell us about Guiding Lights.
Sure. Guiding Lights is a baby among the nonprofits sitting together here at this table. It's a brand new nonprofit organization, opened its doors in October of this year, and our focus is to be the comprehensive caregiver support center for family and professional caregiving. One of the things that we do is we provide information and referral to family caregivers in a very, very personal kind of way. When somebody calls us, it's really the portal of entry where they walk into our center and they can receive very detailed information specific to their care needs. So they may call us and we'll take a little mini intake form. It is a very painless process. And we will find out, you know, exactly what they're looking for. And then what we have is we've actually vetted organizations in the Triangle area. And found out, you know, who they are, what they do, what kind of liability insurance do they carry, what type of staff turnover do they have, what are their differentiators. And then that way, when we talk with a family or meet with them, we can actually give them a few best matches for their particular situation. So instead of giving them a list of, say, you know, 45 different assisted living communities they can move into, we will specifically look into what their exact situation is and give them a more manageable list. And we can actually directly connect them with those organizations. So somebody may call us looking for information for adult daycare, for example. And it's, as you know, you've been a caregiver and I was myself, very, very overwhelming. We can then actually call that organization for that family caregiver and set up an appointment for them. So that takes it off their plate and then they can go on with the caregiving that they're trying to provide with their loved ones. So that initial phone call or walk-in for a family is really how they get introduced to Guiding Lights. And from there, we have a lovely lending library that family caregivers can take out books on chronic conditions, caregiving, stress relieving articles. We have DVDs all available for free for family caregivers. We have a sharing suite, which is a great great room in our center where families can meet with individual service providers one-on-one for free. They can come in, they can get a free massage, they can meet with a specialized geriatric pharmacist, they can meet with a social worker to get free consultation, elder care attorneys, all different services that they may otherwise have to pay for, they can do at Guiding Lights for free. We have ongoing training seminars for family caregivers, which again is put on by our great community. At Guiding Lights, we really try to just coordinate services at our center. So we're a very small staff of four people, but we really consider the entire community part of our organization. And so there may be somebody who specializes in back care, for example, and they may give a presentation on how to save your back when caring for a loved one. We also have a skills lab in our center, and you talked a little bit ago about having to care for your mom, how to bathe her, how to take good care of her, how to make sure she doesn't have pressure sores. We actually have a skills lab that's set up like an assisted living room with a hospital bed, wheelchair, walker, commode, all the different types of tools that someone may come in contact with when trying to care for a loved one. And we have RNs that volunteer their time to provide that one-on-one care and teach that family caregiver how to provide that care for their loved one. So that's another great service that we're able to provide at our center. And we also have a program called Awakening, which is a specialized Alzheimer's dementia program where family caregivers can meet with our Awakening director. And what she does is she meets with them and assists them in learning who that person was before and then bringing a glimmer of light back into their lives by creating a very coordinated program that assists them in bringing that spark back and showing the family caregiver what activities they can do for their loved one, again, in the current state that they're in now. So that's another great program that we do. And we are actually about to embark on a certified nursing assistant training program at Guiding Lights. We're in the approval process with the state, so we're not approved yet, but when we are, we will shout that from the mountaintop.
Beautiful.
Yes, we are. That is a great, great service to be able to provide for our community, our professional community.
Ladies, both of you must provide so much relief to so many people. Your organizations are just must be helping hundreds and thousands of people throughout the years. I thank you both so much for coming in today to talk about the Triangle Caregivers Conference, which will be June 21st. And I hope that all of the listeners can find a reason to go, especially at that price. Thank you so much to our audience. We'll see you there. Thank you. You've been listening to 1360 WCHL, Today's Business.
Chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for.